Welcome to the Dentistry Speaks podcast, hosted by members of the Speaking Consulting Network. We interview leaders, meeting planners, and pioneers to help aspiring and seasoned dental speakers polish their skills and reach their potential.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Dentistry Speaks podcast, brought to you by the Speaking Consulting Network. My name is Kevin Henry. Honored today to be joined by a fellow SCN member, Dr. Diana Batoon. Dr. Batoon, how are you today?
I'm great, Kevin. Thanks for having me on.
It is great to hear your voice. Great to interact with you. You know, you and I know each other, but I want to make sure our audience knows a little bit more about you before we dive into the topic today.
Sure. I'm a general dentist in Scottsdale, Arizona. And in the last, I'd say about 10 years, I've really developed my practice into an airway and dental seat medicine practice. And really, that has kind of kickstarted my career again. I'm very passionate about spreading the message about how important dentists play a role in keeping their patients healthy, but educating their patients and maybe the dental community on how they could be a better service, how they could be a better clinician.
So what got you excited about sleep and airway? What was it that kind of kickstarted this for you?
Well, I think for me, it was very personal. My youngest son was kind of, the teacher started to bring up some things to me when he was in preschool and kindergarten and were suggesting to me in a polite manner that maybe my son had ADD or ADHD. And that he might need a reading specialist. So, you know, as someone that is in the professional world, I think I was in denial. I didn't understand it. And it was one of my colleagues that said, oh, you really need to look into this. And so I began a deep dive into researching, like, how could this happen to my kid? I didn't understand. I thought I was a good parent. I thought I was doing all the right things. I was feeding him the right foods. And what it came down to it is my kid was really not sleeping very well. And that's when I started my journey into dental sleep medicine. And from then, I started to understand, like, why is my husband snoring? So again, that was not healthy. And to find out, too, that myself, that I suffered from sleep disorder breathing. And I had ortho twice. So there are different avenues where a patient may present that may have a sleep disorder, and just asking the right kind of questions, figuring out what other health problems they may have was really kind of like the beginning of why I wanted to know more. It really hit home for me.
So you mentioned talking to your patients about this. How many times do patients know that maybe they have a condition versus it's you kind of revealing that to them?
You know, I think in the beginning, it was a lot of pushback. You know, I was talking about maybe something medical, or they didn't see me as an equal in that kind of field. And I really had to come from a place of caring, of just dripping the information to them. You know, it took me into achieving my diplomat in dental sleep medicine to really gain the respect of not only the medical community, but from my patients and my team. That, hey, she understands this stuff, and so we want to share that information for you. Because it might not be the patient that has a problem. It might be their loved one. It might be their grandchildren. It might be their friends. So it was really just spreading that message. Because if you look at it today, I think the number of people that suffer from some type of sleep disorder keeps rising. The number of children that are medicated for anxiety, depression, you know, mood disorder, or even, you know, just attention span is just, it's increasing. So we need to find a better way. And we look at maybe just changing their sleep pattern. It really does make a difference. High blood pressure is a precursor to cardiovascular events like stroke or, you know, a heart attack.
You know, you mentioned your team a minute ago, and whenever you decided to kind of focus your practice on sleep and airway and really start incorporating that, was that something you had to get your team on board? And if so, how did you do that so that they understood the importance of it to you?
Absolutely. We looked at our mission statement, and we had to kind of ask, each one of them had to say, well, why am I here? Are we here to just polish teeth? Are we here to just to fill a cavity? And I think for everybody that's on my team, it went beyond that. We forget that as dentists, we're really oral physicians, and we shouldn't fall short of that. And to help the medical community understand like why we are just as important, because we see our patients twice a year, and that's more often than most people, because most people may not even go for an annual exam with their doctor. They only go when they have a problem. And I think it spoke to them, because everybody can remember or recall somebody they know or they love that is snoring like a freight train in the lazy boy chair, right? Or that they had somebody they knew that they were told, oh, they died in their sleep. So really trying to prevent that and understand, like, can we, you know, prevent those kinds of things? And we really have made strides in the dental community.
It's been amazing to me, the more that we talk about this in dentistry, you know, growing up, snoring was a joke. You know, it was something we kind of poked fun at people about, but you realize more and more, it's not something trivial. It is a serious condition.
It is.
And is it something that's in the back of people's minds already? Do you believe whenever you, and I don't know if you ask this question, do you ask, are they snoring? Or, you know, how do you get into the snoring conversation to really make them kind of put two and two together?
Well, I think for children, parents really, because they have that frame of mind that it was a loud sound, like their grandfather, we always say, you know, how about loud breathing, you know, restless in bed. And for adults, we really bring in other symptoms that are associated with snoring, like maybe fatigue, foggy thinking, you know, balance problems, you know, tripping and falling. The other thing is chronic pain. People don't understand that back problems could be the source of your body's inability to heal, because all that takes place at nighttime when you're sleeping. You know, people who may not, I mean, the standard for blood pressure just went down. A lot of people don't understand that when you're at a risk for being hypertensive, it's just not going to get better on its own. You have to do either some lifestyle changes, nutrition changes, but also looking at your sleep. People think they sleep well, but it isn't until they have like maybe a sleep test or they do a wearable app to find out that, you know, I am not in deep sleep for a good amount of time. Most people need to be in REM sleep 20 to 25% every night. And, you know, we have eye watches now, we have Snore Lab on the phone, or Aura Ring. There are things now that could really convince people, because they think, oh, I have no problem, I fall asleep fast. But they don't understand that falling asleep fast is not so healthy.
It's about sleeping through the night and actually waking up refreshed rather than already wondering when you can take a nap during the next day.
Exactly. That's what contributes to a lot of automobile accidents. A lot of people who are responsible for like truck drivers or pilots now, to maintain their commercial driver's license or, you know, their pilot's license, they really have to make sure that they don't have any sleep disorder. And that's why maybe the government has in place, they need a certain amount of hours of rest, right?
Got it.
Yeah.
And is this something that you've teamed up with local medical professionals, or how have you kind of crossed that medical-dental collaboration?
You know, and believe it or not, maybe the world is digital and, you know, texting and emails work well. I have really built my practice on making that phone call, you know, introducing myself. You know, with technology now, I meet new doctors over Zoom. They don't have time to go grab lunch with you, so we do a lot of Zoom calls or even just regular phone calls. And what that does, it puts it in their head. They've heard your name, they've heard your voice, and to kind of understand like, oh, I think she knows something, you know, was really kind of a pivotal thing for me. But getting, you know, reaching out often so they start to remember our name.
Is it a referral system, or how do you work together with that whenever you're remembering each other's names and you make those Zoom connections?
Well, usually it starts with maybe patients within my own practice, and I refer out. And depending, like, when it comes to people that deal with sleep apnea, it just doesn't have to be their primary care physician. It could be an ENT. pulmonologist if they have asthma or any kind of respiratory issues. It could be a neurologist if they have like chronic headaches that aren't going away with the management of a splint or Botox. So involving those people. So there's so many people. The other people that I want to give kudos to are people like lactation consultants, feeding specialists, because we do work with babies and children in our practice. And then the other side of that spectrum are people like myofunctional therapists, chiropractors, physical therapists, really that we're all putting the pieces of the puzzle together. And I think that's why a lot of people, especially in my community of Arizona, start to call on me, because I'm open to communicating with them and, you know, sharing what I know with them, and they're open to that. You know, I've kissed a lot of frogs before I kissed a prince. So you're going to get people that are like, you know, what does she know? She's a dentist. What's she doing? And then you'll have other people in your community that are maybe in the dental community that don't understand, you know, how come she's diving into this? Well, there's a need. There's an absolute need for us to pay attention and find those patients that are failing their CPAP and that really want like to use an oral appliance. They want to get better.
So I know this is something that you dove into and it's become a big passion of yours. If somebody's listening to this and they're interested in starting, what is that way to dip the toe in the water to at least start their journey in this, their practice as well?
That's a great question. It's not a weekend course. It's not something you can learn in 3 days or, you know, over 2 weekends. I think it begins with having goals. How do you want to implement it in your dental practice? What do you want to achieve? Do you just want to serve your current dental patients, or is this something that you want to create a different practice within your general dentist practice? And then to get your team trained. I mean, the doctor really, this is practicing medicine. You can't do it by yourself. So finding team members or people that may be interested in being your sleep champion is part of that. Because sometimes the people that do the front desk in dental aren't excited to do dental sleep medicine. You know, it's a different beast. And there are different third-party billers that can help if a dentist wants to create a pathway for getting reimbursement through medical insurance. But I think it starts with knowing your why. Why do you want to do it? You have to do it not for the money, but because you want your patient to get better. Because just like medicine, the reimbursement is not always so great. So just be aware that you got to do it for the right reasons.
I know a lot of dental practices right now are looking at 2024. They're looking at what do we want to do? How do we get better? How do we improve? Is this something you would recommend as at least look into it and see what you could do in your community?
Oh, absolutely. Because that's why I still practice general dentistry. Your patients that are cracking their teeth, that are having TMJ issues, these are patients that maybe you need to look at a little bit more closely, that they may have a sleep disorder. 50% of your TMJ patients have a sleep disorder issue. You know, the children that, you know, are coming in with crooked teeth, narrow arches, and it doesn't have to be a child. It could be an adult too, are struggling to breathe. So why is that? You know, you can change that trajectory. So I definitely think it's a level of service that if you're not treating for it, you should be screening for it. And you can get paid for the screening. I want to assure people in the dental community, you can get paid for your exam.
Well, I have a feeling there's a lot of people right now that are listening. They're going, okay, I'm interested, but how do I do this? And there's about a million questions going through their mind right now. So is there a way that they can reach out to you or learn more about you and that maybe they can make that connection to maybe start their journey?
Oh, yes, absolutely. My email is info@BonitaDental.com. So BonitaDental.com. The other thing is you can Google me. I do speak to different dental meetings and I work one-on-one with dental practices. So finding out how much they want to implement dental sleep medicine, we actually train their back office and their front office. So I am versed in training docs and their teams how to medical bill if that's what they want to do, or how to set up payment plan or payment structure and treatment planning so that they feel comfortable talking about that type of treatment.
That's excellent. And we'll make sure, obviously, to put Dr. Patoon's name, the email address she just gave, all that stuff in the show notes so that you'll be able to find it very easily. Maybe reach out to her and absolutely see if 2024 is the year that this could be a part of what you offer to your patients that could truly be not just a life changer, or not just a game changer, I should say, but a life changer as well. So, exactly. Dr. Patoon, thanks so much for the time. I really do appreciate it.
Oh, always, Kevin. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And thanks to all of you who have listened to this episode. We love to have people on who are passionate about what they do, like Dr. Patoon. And we love to have members of the Speaking Consulting Network come out and share their knowledge with the rest of the industry. Until next time, it's Kevin Henry, the host of the Dentistry Speaks podcast, wishing you nothing but success ahead.
Thank you for joining us. To learn more, visit speakingconsultingnetwork.com. We look forward to seeing you next time on the Dentistry Speaks podcast.